So anyway, we finished the railway the day the war ended, the 15th of August.
Perfect timing. Perfect timing.
Yes. And I didn't find out that the war had ended for 2 weeks. See, the Jap surrender was the 15th of August, and I was away out on the railway line, and they put several hundred of us on the train and sent us back into headquarters. And the next morning, as we came to a prison camp on the line, we stopped there probably to get a cup of coffee or something, and they told us that the war was over right there. And then later on in the day, the locomotive driver, we had stopped for some reason, and I went up to talk to the Jap, and he told me that it was all over, and that I was going back to New York, and he was going into prison. So I got it right out of the horse's mouth.
So he spoke English, or you had an interpreter?
That was probably in our pidgin language, American Malay, something like that, and sign language too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. So you found a way to communicate with each other, even if not in your. If you found a way to communicate with each other.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I had known this Jap anyway from some previous situation, because he recognized me that day. As I walked up to him, he smiled and said, "Hi."
So while you're at war, there's still these moments where people are actually treating each other with dignity and respect?
Well, yeah, we did in that sense. But see, some of you every once in a while you'd get a Jap like this fellow. He's a nice guy. Yeah. But his assistant might turn out to be a so-and-so. They were completely unpredictable. You never knew. A guy who would be nice to you one day would take a swing at you the next day with no provocation. Mm-hmm. They were the theory of the calm Oriental. Bah, the Japs were they were nutty, really. They blew them off. Mm-hmm. They were crazy.
Mm-hmm. So at the end of the war. Then they're sending you back to New York at that point?
Well, it took me some time to get back, and I've got some stuff on that. I've just been working on a project for a British lady, and I've been going through this. For some reason, let's see what I, how did I, oh yeah. Now, the war's over. I'm back into the headquarters camp.
Where is that?
This is in Sumatra.
Okay.
This is at a town called Pakan Baru, P-A-K-A-N, two words, B-A-R-O-E, Pakan Baru. That was the headquarters for this railway job, and where the hospital was located, where we had all these hundreds of guys sick and dying. I was in that camp. Now, how did that develop? Oh, yeah.